in confederacy with, but then turned against, and circumstantially he dies at the feet of Pompey's statue. But the next verse 20, it says, "Then shall stand up in his estate, after Julius Caesar's assassinated, a raiser of taxes in the glory of the kingdom, but within a few days he shall be destroyed, neither in anger nor in battle." And Augustus Caesar here, clearly the raiser of taxes that called for taxes that brought Joseph and Mary to Bethlehem, one of the most easily recognizable events in the Bible, and these verses here in Daniel chapter 11 more than anything else are saying this is a history that can't be mistaken. So therefore the kingdom that's under discussion here in these verses, we need to understand, if we're going to understand the Bible correctly, that this is Rome. This is pagan Roman Empire. And after he dies in peace, Caesar Augustus, the raiser of taxes, then there is, in verse 21, "In his estate shall stand up a vile person, to whom they shall not give the honor of the kingdom, but he shall come in peaceably and obtain the kingdom by flatteries, and with the arms of a flood shall they be overflown from before him, and shall be broken, yea, also the prince of the covenant." Tiberius Caesar, history says that he was the son of the wife of Augustus Caesar. It wasn't Augustus Caesar's son. And she had petitioned for Augustus Caesar to proclaim that he would be emperor when Augustus died. And he refused that, and he picked another person. And that person died before he did. And then Tiberius's mother came back and pled with Augustus Caesar. And he, in his old age, agreed to let him take control of the kingdom in his death, and this is how he took the kingdom, by flatteries. But no one in Rome ever really had any respect for him. And if you go through the history clearly set forth in many of these commentaries that deal with these verses, he definitely was a vile man, and he finally died by suffocation from pillows as some of his own men executed him. And that's what verse 22 is symbolizing, is that with all his wickedness, using his arms, his military power to work his own will, that finally a revolt overthrows him. But in the last phrase there, it says, "Yea, also the prince of the covenant." Also the prince of the covenant would